On the blacktop at Washington Oak Elementary School in Coventry, kids bounce a ball back and forth. They're playing a game called Foursquare. It's a new activity here brought in by Playworks, a nonprofit organization that helps schools run recess. That screaming you hear across the yard is Everybody's It Tag, another Playworks game. School aide Melissa Sullivan explains the rules.
Everybody is literally it. They tag each other with two fingers only. If you get tagged, you go down on one knee. And then if you see the person that tagged you get tagged, that's when you can get back up.
It's Tag 2.0. Everyone gets to be it, and tagging with two fingers encourages gentler play with less shoving. This is the Playworks model, which encourages organized group activities and physical exercise. Playworks has trained teachers in 36 schools in Rhode Island and plans to expand to 400 schools across New England in the next 2 years. Their recess model is in use in nearly two dozen states across the country. Principal Christine Mandisi brought Playworks to Washington Oak Elementary last year. She says before that,
recess was pretty unstructured. The kids were just kind of running around. We had a good amount of write-ups, behavioral concerns happening with kids getting into arguments at recess. Kids were kind of just roaming and didn't have really activities to participate in.
Yeah, it was more like there weren't really set games. It was just really like just do whatever you want.
That's Washington Oak fifth grader Christian Mathis.
And that really didn't make it fun because you had no idea what to do.
Now the school offers several organized games for kids during every recess. Teachers encourage students to use rock, paper, scissors to resolve schoolyard squabbles. The program costs $5,000 for training, or more if you bring a Playworks coach onto your staff. In Rhode Island, the cost of the program is often raised through private grants, and it comes with help from a trainer like Jill Berry.
We see recess as a school's largest classroom. It is a place where kids are learning things like teamwork. They're learning how to collaborate. They're learning how to communicate with each other.
And Washington Oak staff says behavior problems are down, and kids are calmer back in class since they added Playworks. But what about just letting kids run around? Principal Mandisi says it's something she did consider.
We thought about that, and our assistants did think about, you know, creating too many structures will be holding kids back. But what we kind of looked at it as is we're teaching these games, and then students have choice within them. They don't have to participate in our group games or our small group games.
But free play advocates say kids learn a lot from unstructured play without adults organizing any activities, making up their own games, and establishing their own rules. Rhode Island mandates at least 20 minutes of unstructured recess for kids in kindergarten through sixth grade. Janice O'Donnell studies kids in play and was head of the Providence Children's Museum. She says there's more going on in a schoolyard than you might think, like when kids get into an argument.
You know, there's problem solving that the kids have to work out. Maybe they're mad at each other. Maybe they just won't play with each other for a week or something like that. That is not terrible. That is learning how to take disappointment. It's learning how to get along with other people.
These are important lessons, but they can make it hard for students to walk back into the classroom ready to learn. That's why Playworks offers games that focus on teamwork and reduce the likelihood that a kid feels excluded or bullied on the playground. Here's Playworks trainer Jill Berry.
What has happened with recess in a lot of schools that we've seen is it becomes a place where not every kid feels like they belong. Not every kid has a game that they can play or feels confident in the activities that are available.
Free play advocate Janice O'Donnell says she understands why the Playworks model is attractive to schools, where teachers and staff have a lot more responsibilities than just the schoolyard. But it does worry her.
We didn't used to have to do this, but something has happened. We're controlling children in a way that's not good for us or them or for our society, and it does worry me a lot.
O'Donnell says she'd like to see kids get at least an hour of free play every day, and she tells parents there's plenty of time outside of school and recess when that can happen. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.